Welcome to Couch Sessions by YWAM Heidebee. On this podcast, we sit down with YWAMers to have interesting and challenging conversations on their journey with Holy Spirit and how they live their day-to-day lives with God. So come, join us. This episode is hosted by Carl Shaw.
Hi there. So today I'm sitting here with Berre Rausing. Berre is one of our leaders here at YWAM Heidebee. He's a part of the leadership team for the last 2 years, and he's also one of the main leaders of our youth ministry, 24. So Berre, it's very nice to have you here. Warm welcome.
Thank you.
So this morning I just want to hear a little bit more just about you and see, you know, what things you have to share that can inspire the people listening. And I think we can touch on different aspects of your life or who you are as a leader. But you said this morning that we're going to especially focus on this ministry that you work with called 24.
Yeah.
What is 24 and how did it get started?
Well, 24 is a youth ministry of YWAM Heidebeek. And it's mainly started by youth themselves. There was youth here at the base that just had the desire to come together and to just spend time together in the weekend. And together with some parents that just work and live here, came together and said like, hey, how shall we do this? And the cool thing is that the teenagers really got the space to dream and to shape this new ministry, actually.
So it was your initiative to start it? You say it was really the initiative of some youth?
Lisa Brouwer, actually, together with some others who really started this. They really got some youth together and also some really nice youth leaders that are in age close to teenagers and close to youth. And that just worked, that just started. Personally, I wasn't part of that first season that they started. I came in later, but I'm working since, 4 or 5 years with this ministry. And yeah, it's really cool. We thought, what if we can do like a camp setting? So it's a 24-hour youth weekend, actually, that happens once a month. So once a month, a group of teenagers comes to Heidebeek and they spend 24 hours here. They bring their air mattress and their sleeping bag and they just stay overnight in classrooms. And it's just one big party, actually. So there's a lot of like fun and fellowship. But of course, we have a goal with this weekend. That's to introduce them to Jesus and to have a personal relationship with him.
Cool. And with introducing the personal relationship with Jesus, how do you structure that?
I think it starts with the awareness that the youth that comes in with maybe the little push from their parents to just join a youth ministry because it's good for them. Most of the youth knows Jesus, goes to church, but it's still really a bit like the faith of their parents. So they come because this is how we do it at home, we believe. And we are aware that our time, the time that they spent with us, is really a time to introduce them to a personal relationship with Jesus. So if they come in and when they're like 13 or 14 years old, we want to guide them to just knowing Jesus and to not force Jesus upon them, but really to say, hey, here is Jesus. This is who he is. This is what he has for you. And are you willing to choose for him? So that when teenagers leave when they're 18, because our ministry is still 18 years old, that they leave with a personal relationship and knowing like, okay, this is who God made me to be and where my identity lies. And that's our goal for the teenagers. Yeah.
That's super nice. Do you see that working, that goal? Does it work out?
Yeah, I'm a bit surprised about it because it feels like we're just a group of young people that have fun weekends and we try to make a program, but it feels really amateuristic sometimes, which is also just fun. And that shows like, we see the goal being reached. So we see youth being enthusiastic for God and living with a passion for him. But we're not really having a great strategic plan. We just are there to take time for these teenagers and to build relationship and to walk alongside them in those teenage years that are quite challenging. There's a lot of like, not only discovering, is God there? Is God real for my life? But it's also just discovering, what is my identity? Who do I want to be? And it's a whole phase of life where they're in transitioning. And it's so important that there are like role models walking alongside them. Yeah, that are not only there for just a moment or just 1 year, but are really saying like, hey, we want to guide you through these teenage years and we just want to be there for you. That shows like, oh, there is a need for it because it works, you know, they love it and they want to come back to 24 every month.
And the thing is with these young people, I guess, the teenage years are like formative years where they're going to get influenced. The question is, what is that influence going to be?
Yeah.
And by providing a space where they can be themselves and express faith as their own,
yeah.
then at least you give a chance that that can be an influence.
Yeah.
Rather than if there's nothing, something is going to influence.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the feedback that we get is like, hey, I love these weekends because here I can be myself, you know, and that shows that at school or in with a friends group, there is a lot of like peer pressure and stuff. And somehow it works just to be yourself here and to just be in a group with other teenagers and say like, hey, this is a safe place. And we're not only here to do something, but we're also just here to have fun and make friendship and yeah, to go deeper than that and to search Jesus together. And that's just, it's really our heart and desire is that they get to know Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can imagine like, this is not something that you do on your own. How do you staff this? What type of people do you have in that team that walk along? Because
So we have like 60 teenagers and they sign up for a whole year. And we have this year we have around 14, 15 staff. In Dutch, you say it's just leiders, but in English it's staff. And they are like from 18 years old till 34 because I'm the oldest. It's just a crazy bunch of people that have a passion for teenagers. And actually age doesn't matter. It's just really about like, hey, do you see the potential? Do you see the goal in the life of these teenagers? And are you willing to just have fun and hang out with them? That is just what I see in our team. We're first of all having a lot of fun ourselves. And I think that's really key. Like if we can have fun and if we can be like teenagers and youth, then that shows that teenagers will also love to be around us and hang around us. And there's the classic example from last summer where one of our team said, like, let's do a frikandelle eetwedstrijd. So just a Dutch snack that...
Yeah, it's like a kind of rolled up hamburger, basically.
Yeah.
Let's say, yeah. Like a sausage hamburger. Yeah.
And do a contest with the teenagers who can eat the most of it, you know? And teenagers love that. They wanna first of all, do crazy and just see like, hey, you guys are crazy and you're even more crazy than us. And that builds just also relationship because we don't come with a message like, hey, this is what we want to tell you, want to teach you. No, we want to, first of all, just have fun with them, really invest in relationship. And from that, we want to share our testimony and what Jesus means in our lives. And I think that's just really key, that it starts with doing crazy things and having fun. And from that place of relationship, you share and you model actually just also how cool life with Jesus is actually.
Yeah. And you have that combination in your staff, in the leaders. It's people who are part of Youth for Mission, people who have had a journey with Youth for Mission, but also people who haven't really done anything with us other than maybe being in 24 in the past or with the King's Kids, which is another ministry that we've had here in the past with a youth focus.
Yeah, that's correct. There is not really any requirements except for just you need to be passionate about youth and you need to, love Jesus. And I think that is, makes us as a combination, as a team, really diverse. I mean, we have now just a whole part of the group is like former teenagers. So they've been through the ministry themselves and they just say, this was so cool. I want to also pass on and be available for other teenagers now. So we have 18, 19 years old helping to run this ministry, which is really cool. But we also indeed have like former DTS students that say, I still want to study and I cannot give all my time into missions, but I love to be involved in missions in the weekends and I love to come back to the base and to serve along this ministry because, first of all, I see the goal. That's good to reach teenagers, but also myself, I really enjoy a weekend where we just stay overnight and have fun and eat a lot of frying snacks. So it's just a good combination.
Yeah, and I think it's really cool just to see that combination, that actually everybody, they have this, what you said, like they love Jesus, but it also shows that loving Jesus, you can have different life journeys, life walks.
Yeah.
And also, I think that's one thing how you can measure that that 24 is having an impact is when you have young people coming back saying, hey, I want to invest what you guys have given. Let me be a part of this as well.
Yeah.
And that's really beautiful to see.
Yeah.
I can imagine that also costs some like switching gears because they go from being your teenager to being a coworker. Is that a challenge in the beginning to kind of work it out?
Well, I think with the whole ministry, it's just trying things and just see, hey, does this work? does this not work? That's really the nice thing, that you have the space to do that. And because teenagers love it so much to be with their friends into this group of youth, that when they become 18, it's hard for them to suddenly make a switch to become staff and to still be involved, because also for teenagers then, you as a teenager, you switch roles and suddenly you're not just a friend, but you're a staff. And besides that, we think, hey, it's good when they're 18 to really send them off, actually, to say, hey, now you can find maybe another group. But some of them also go and do a DTS, and that's also great. It's not something that we really push, but that's something that they choose themselves for. And if they really want to become staff, then after a year, they can apply, because then we know, like, okay, they're really motivated to become staff and not that they keep hanging because just of friendship or so.
And it also makes sure that you have indeed that motivation you want to have focused on the, hey, I want to give something to these young people, not just, I want to stay in this club.
Yeah.
Even though it's really cool to stay a part of the club.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hey, and then what I'm very curious about is, like, I know you guys have a lot of fun. Normally in the summer, I'm just totally jealous when I see these guys get all these inflatable obstacle courses out, and there's water flying everywhere, and it's totally crazy on the base.
Yeah.
But next to the craziness, there is also a definite focus on, hey, we want to give something of Jesus.
Mm.
What type of topics do you see are important for young people to have addressed in their lives? Where are the areas that you want to guide them in especially?
The weekends itself are important because they're really like milestones throughout a year for a teenager to hold on to. I think if I look back to my life, the camp that I had with my youth church once a year was really like a milestone. And then you live on to the next festival or the next event. And I think for teenagers, that's the same. So we try to make sure that every weekend a certain topic is being addressed. And that often has to do with just getting to know Jesus, but also relationships, identity, just a lot of things that they have questions about, and that we really want to offer them some tools, but also really practical, like, hey, how do you live your life with Jesus, and how do you do quiet time, and how do you read the Bible, and how can we make that easy, how can you do that together, and to make them self-sufficient actually in their relationship with God, that they know how to approach him and how to invest in their relationship with him.
You have those topics, but where do you get the speakers from there?
Yeah, so there's a bunch of speakers coming just here from the base because we're YWAM. So we're blessed with just people that can speak about different topics. But the same is for the worship band. You know, if you have a service, then often we have our own bands because we have quite some talented musicians in our team. But also just people from Heidebeek that are available. But the nice thing is that because we're as a team, we are with 15, are coming from different places all over the country, that they also know speakers. So last weekend we had just a girl from Friesland, just a young girl speaking, and it's not about just big names or so. It's just about, like, hey, are you on fire for Jesus, and do you have a story to tell which teenagers will grasp? And I think that's really important. So that's how we just look for people inside and outside YWAM that have something in their life that is pure, that is radical, that inspire teenagers. And that's where we search for just people that really know how to connect with young people.
Yeah. And I guess also with this young generation, like authenticity is a big part.
Yeah.
So how do you judge that with, you know, maybe there's a nice speaker or it seems like a nice speaker, but you want someone who's also living it out?
Yeah.
How do you weigh that up? What is the decision-making process to, like, say, oh, this person, they're passionate, they're on fire, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, we're quite spontaneous in organizing things. So as a team, we will just, in the weeks before the weekend, organize, oh, we need a speaker. And because you're so last minute, sometimes you don't have a speaker on time or other things happen. And that's also fine. And then you also just look into your team, like, hey, guys, who wants to share something? So that's also why we want to champion young people. And that doesn't mean that a speaker needs to live up to certain standards. We just want to also give a platform, for example, to an 18 or a 20-year-old to step up and to say, hey, I'm going to do a short preaching or a short sharing. And if that doesn't cover the topic or the the team that I want to see it for my youth, that's okay, because it's also about just learning how to share and how to speak. And then I will hope that the next weekend there is maybe another speaker that does deliver the message that we actually want to bring across. But yeah, there is space, you know, it's a whole year. The quality is important, but first of all, the relationship is the most important thing.
And I hear from what you're saying is that relationship is also showing that vulnerability and that togetherness. We're doing this together. We don't need to do everything perfect all the time.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But we want to give what we have and invest what we have.
Yeah.
And do you see that also helps the teenagers to really also trust you guys and to open up?
Well, I think that's what teenagers are dealing now the most with is that they're living in a world where everything looks perfect and everything needs to be perfect. So the best way for us to model real life is to show, hey guys, we're also not perfect. So that just gives space for, oh yeah, you know, I can try. I don't need to. It's okay if I am scared or if I fail or, yeah, it's, and that's also for us, like if I need to speak or in front of a group, then it's also still, you feel pressure. But then it's actually, why would we pressure ourselves so much? And I think that is important to also talk about and model to teenagers. It's like, hey, it's about being real instead of being perfect. And I think that's one of the things that we really try to put into our ministry is, hey, just be open and real. And that's more important than being perfect or reaching certain bars that show that something is good, because that's just putting a lot of pressure on teenagers.
Yeah. And is that something that you have to like talk about in your team continuously to also be vulnerable and be fine with making mistakes?
Oh yeah, definitely. Because then you come back by one of our other values, first do, then teach. I think it starts with our team. Like if we don't model openness or being real or vulnerability, then we will not be able to show it to the teenagers.
Yeah.
So yeah, it starts really with the people that you're working with. And like, hey, often we talk about we need to be a unity, but what is behind unity? What does that word define? Well, that's about being real, being open, and giving each other the space to share when it's going good, but also when you're going through difficulties. Mm. We also want to be there for one another. And I'm really impressed by just also the team and our staff team, how they dare to be open for teenagers, that they say, hey, I'm not doing well. Can some of you pray for me? And then teenagers stand up and say like, hey, I want to pray for you. And I think that's
so good.
that is what we want to see. It's not like us as staff praying for teenagers. It's like, wow, that's so cool. If one of the staff is just being so open to say, I'm not doing well. And the teenagers then step up and say, I'm going to pray for you because I believe that helps. And that models exactly what you want to show. It's like, hey, guys, this is faith. This is living with God together. And also as just staff and teenagers, there's no, you do it together.
Yeah, exactly. It's not that you guys are just the holy staff who make it all happen, but you really try to include those young people in shaping how the ministry looks, and also give responsibility and like, hey, this is your weekend.
Yeah.
You need to make something of it as well. Yeah. Like, you guys provide all the coziness and stuff like that and the excitement, but if they don't respond to it, then it would fail.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's if they wouldn't have fun, then we would stop because this is for them. Like everything that we do, all our time that we invest in it, it is to give them a good weekend.
And then next to that, 24 has been developing and running. There's been some new things taking place also on Heidelberg in the summer. You guys have been looking at how to take young people along in their faith in the summer. Yeah. Could you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, the great thing of this base, Heidelberg, is that we have a lot of like beautiful fields and close to the forest. So already for years I thought like we need to do something for teenagers in the summer. And together with a colleague, we started dreaming, and that's where the Reflex Summer Camp actually has been born or started. Yeah, that's just a week in the summer where like a big group of teenagers can come to camp and have fun, but also really get input about not only about faith, but also about like, yeah, how am I going through these teenage years, and how can I, yeah, discover my identity and live well in the world today with all the dreams and things that they have, but also with all the distractions and things that the world puts on them.
Yeah. In that summer camp, you partner with another organization, No Apologies.
Yes. Yeah.
So you try to bring some of the strengths and so the Youth with Mission has together with the strengths of No Apologies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what aspects do you see that they bring to the table where you think, hey, this is really special on a week-long camp?
Well, No Apologies is just a really good program for kids on school, high school. And they've shaped that program a bit so that it fits more with summer, with the summer camp. So there's a lot of like interaction, a lot of games, a lot of things that are also nice to do in summer. And that just creates good content and good stuff to talk about, good things to be aware. So for example, last summer, the theme was how to live a life of real likes. And it was linked to social media. Like, hey, are you aware where you get your appreciation from? Is it from social media, what people see or hear about you? Or is it other things where you think like there's appreciation or confirmation that has more deeper meaning? And then you go also to the gospel and in that direction. And there you see that that program is just super solid. And as YWAM, we can just facilitate all the fun and the craziness here at Heidebeek. And that's just a good combination. And of course, we do the services in the evening. So then we have a big tent and we have a worship band and a speaker. And that you really see things happening. And you really see that teenagers love to be on a camp away. And that God is also doing really big things in their life. And that's really impressive.
Yeah, it's really for them to, maybe without even realizing it, setting time apart for God.
Yeah.
Setting time apart for themselves to just look at life.
Yeah.
But also just be in a safe, fun environment.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. A lot of campfires in the evening, just hanging out, doing games in the forest. It's it's a great week.
Yeah, super nice.
Not so much sleep.
For you.
For them and for us.
Yeah.
They just can handle less sleep, and I can handle that a bit less, but that's okay for a week. They're worth it, so.
Yeah, that's super cool. Just in closing, 24 is running. The Reflex camps are running. Do you see growth in it? What are your hopes for it also? Mm.
We see growth in it because teenagers are coming from all over the country to join 24, and they join then for a whole year. So there we had a stop this year because we reached our maximum amount of teenagers and there's actually a waiting list, but we're really trying and working out to start a second group. That would be great.
Oh, nice.
So that more teenagers can experience and join these weekends and that we can impact more lives.
Yeah.
And also for Reflex summer camp, we hope to reach 100 participants next summer. That would be great, but we're also looking into other options to partner with YWAM Amsterdam for a Christmas edition, for example.
Cool.
So there is all kind of things going on where we see like, hey, this concept, these things for youth, there is a need for it. There is momentum. So let's see what we can do to give more space to it. So I'm really excited about the future, what God is doing and what we can do for these teenagers. And we definitely see growth in it. Yeah.
And I guess also like seeing a trend is often that young people are exiting the church. But you see with something like a 24, with having youth leaders that are just really passionate to invest in their young people, you actually see also that the church is alive and well.
Right? Yeah. I think that shows that you don't need to be in a certain building to be the church. But if you're ready to step up and to invest in lives of teenagers, then you're working on the church, you're building the church. And I think youth definitely is also the church today, and it's just really cool to invest in young lives and know that it will have a lasting impact in their lives, you know, because what they experience now, what they learn now, what they see now, they will take with them, and it will it's shaping their view and their life. So that's really a beautiful job to be able to do, and it's just impacting life, so that's great.
Yeah, that's so good.
Yeah.
I want to just thank you so much for coming onto our podcast, for sharing just about this beautiful ministry.
Yeah.
And I think for me personally, it's always touching to hear this type of thing, because I think if it wasn't for a youth leader investing in my life, I would never have picked up faith and I would never be in the place I am now. Yeah. I think also on behalf of those young people, thank you for what you do. Cool. And for the rest of the 24 staff, you guys are gold. Yeah. We're super proud of you. And I hope for you listeners, you feel inspired and maybe some of you desire to do more with young people, to be crazy. And you see, you don't have to be perfect. You just need to have passion to impact the lives of young people. So I hope you feel inspired by that. See you again next time. Bye.